SDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 24 today under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 19. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 45. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 19.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall has introduced the Bonafide Beef Branding Act to help ranchers distinguish their product in the meat case in grocery stores around the nation. This legislation would direct USDA to eliminate the product of the USA meat label and instead create three new voluntary labels to address consumer confusion. Senator Marshall said, "To me, it's clear that the current product of the USA label for beef does not convey accurate information to consumers and fails to help American ranchers distinguish their products in the meat case." He said, "Not only are descriptive labels more accurate, but they will help U.S. ranchers differentiate the wholesome, safe, and nutritious beef they raise. It is preeminently important," he says, "that meat labels are clear and accurate in a way that leaves little question in consumers' minds." This legislation follows the White House announcement on the upcoming product of the USA labeling rules. Consumers can be better understanding where the meat comes from. Senator Marshall also sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack back in September, encouraging him to eliminate the label and replace it with more specific labels. In July, USDA announced the initiation of a top-to-bottom review of the product of the USA label to help guide the upcoming rulemaking of the subject. Farmers continue to plant more cover crops. Those include everything from grasses like rye, oats, to legumes and radishes. Some of them get converted to biofuels or fed to cattle, but most aren't harvested because they're more valuable when they break down in the soil. Rob Meyer of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture estimates cover crops grew by 22 million acres between 2017 and 2021. That's a 43% increase. There are many things, he said, pushing cover crops forward. Carbon payments, the newest thing to increase farmer interest in maintaining soil health. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 40-year-old Wichita man has been sentenced to four consecutive life sentences for sexually assaulting a young girl. Jeremiah Orange was sentenced Wednesday for abusing a girl during the summer of 2016 while she and her mother were staying with him. He was convicted in November of two counts of rape and two counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. An outgoing suburban Kansas City, Kansas school superintendent has secured a $425,000 severance package just days before newly elected conservative school board members who campaigned on ousting her take office. The Kansas City Star reports that Gardner Edgerton School District Board last month approved the severance package covering the remaining 18 months of Superintendent Pam Stranahan's contract. On Monday, new members take office, giving the board a 4-3 conservative majority. The conservative majority was elected on its opposition to Stranahan's policy of remote learning and mask requirements in the face of a global pandemic. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty at Ford. That's right. And at Rusty at Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty at Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expire month's end.
A man is dead after a shooting early Friday morning in northeast Wichita. Officers were dispatched to the area of 13th and Oliver at around 2 a.m. after several reports of shots were fired in the area. When officers arrived, they say they found a man in his 20s who had been shot several times in a vehicle before crashing into a nearby homeowner's garage. The victim did die at the scene. No one inside the home was hurt. Police say they're also working to speak to a witness who is close to the victim and are checking nearby surveillance cameras in the area. Just after 6 a.m. Wednesday, a Salina police officer noticed a 2019 Freightliner Wrecker owned by Kids Towing Service resting against a box truck in the parking lot of Trinity Lutheran Church in Salina. The officer pulled into the parking lot to investigate and allegedly found the driver of the wrecker, Alberto Garcia, 25 of Wichita, passed out in the driver's seat. Officers arrested Garcia on the requested charges of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs and careless driving. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say a Grand Island man found with several knives on him threatened to cut off a police officer's arms before he was arrested. The Grand Island Independent reports that 57-year-old Ignacio Contreras was arrested Tuesday night on suspicion of carrying a concealed weapon and making menacing threats. Police say officers saw Contreras roll through a stop sign and stopped his SUV. Police say officers were investigating whether Contreras had earlier threatened to burn down a food truck when Contreras told Officer Jose Rodriguez that he would later find the officer and cut off his arms. Police said they then found various knives concealed on Contreras and in his vehicle. Nebraska lawmakers have kicked off a new session with contentious abortion and gun rights measures and an expected focus on how to spend more than $1 billion in pandemic relief aid that has left the state flush with money. The 60-day short session will feature debates over taxes, prison policy, state spending, and social issues. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every year on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we honor his contributions of leadership and hope. In the same spirit, AARP has always prioritized serving others. So let's take action to make a positive change and empower the future generations and honor those of the past. Dr. King once said, "The time is always right to do what's right." And we believe your experiences have the power to inspire others. Find ways to volunteer in your community at createthegood.org. Please serve safely by following all CDC COVID-19 guidelines and federal, state, and local regulations.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recent COVID fatality was reported at CMH in Marysville, as a 29-year-old was listed as the 39th victim since the pandemic began nearly 2 years ago. Marshall County Health Department reported 51 active cases earlier in the week, up from 33 end of last week. Washington County had 53 active cases as of the end of last week. The New Year's baby at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville was a boy born Tuesday, January 4th at 6:50 a.m. to Marisha Cairns, Washington, and Gunnar Zedek. Winter formal at Marysville High School is Saturday with crowning at 7:30 at C.S. Levy and a dance to follow. Queen candidates are Addison Schmitz, Alicia Housley, Martina Rukamp, Marcy Behrens, and Kayla Spurgeon. King candidates are Daniel Ackerman, Trenton Heston, Chris Bartles, Kai Barton, and Ryan Stade. The annual meeting of the Marshall County Historical Society, which was scheduled Monday, has been postponed and will be rescheduled. Jill Kolzelka with Whispering Pines High Hopes Equine Assisted Learning Center will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. The Southeast Nebraska operation near Janson opened in the spring of 2020 and is an educational program facilitated with individual or small group formats, focusing on connection for those with behavioral or mental health issues, depression, PTSD, suicidal thoughts, as well as alcohol or drug abuse.
And then we go into Whispering Acres High Hopes, which is the Equine Assisted Learning Center. We help all different people of all different kind of ages with whatever issues and challenges that they have at the time. It can be anywhere from just needing to build a little bit of self-esteem, give yourself some self-worth. Substance abuse folks come out and kind of work through their problems. We have some autism kids that come out. Just all the whole range of any kind of issues that you have, we can help you work through those issues with the power of a horse.
They are reaching out to serve more individuals and are also soliciting financial donations that would allow expansion of the program offerings.
So we have an outdoor arena right now, and unfortunately, because of that, we are mercy to the weather and also to daylight savings time. So, you know, we lose a couple hours real quick in the fall, even if the weather does work out to our advantage. So an indoor arena would be able to do, we'd be able to continue our work year-round and not have to tell some of these kids that have been working so hard, and adults, but not having to tell them that they've been working so hard and now we have to quit for however many months the Nebraska weather brings us to. An indoor arena, we could do that year-round. It is pretty costly adventure, if anybody could imagine that, because it's so many steps involved in that, you know, all the way from leveling the piece of ground that we have where we want to put the arena, all the way up to making the building and then all the inside stuff, the sand, all that kind of stuff. So if anybody wants to come see our place, they're welcome to do that. We have a Facebook page. If anybody wants to donate, they can contact me through our Facebook page, which is Whispering Acres Tales and Treasures. Or we also have a website, which is whisperingacres.org. And my contact information is on both of those places, and they can get a hold of me and come see the place. And if they want to donate towards it, that would be an awesome thing as well.
Jill Kozelka explains more on the public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and the organization has a Facebook page under Whispering Acres Tales and Treasures. Alan D. Buss, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Alan Buss. Carrie E. Lawrence, Sr., age 73, of Beatrice, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Christy Anderis Funeral Home in Waterville, burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday, 6 until 8. At the Christy Anderis Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Carrie Lawrence, Sr. Amy R. Wassenberg, age 50, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private memorial services are planned at a later date, with a Terry Christy Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Amy Wassenberg. Byron Hell Lewis, age 65, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Private burial is planned in the Beatty Union Cemetery, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Byron Lewis.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Go full speed ahead. We've Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this low-pressure system finally makes its way through the Midwest, a very warm high-pressure system will follow close behind. Today, temperatures will be slightly closer to our seasonal averages. As this high-pressure system starts to make its way through over tonight and into Saturday, our temperatures will start to drastically change. Iowa will remain fairly chilly throughout the day today, with highs in the single digits and lower 20s. Looking at the rest of the region, we can expect to see highs in the lower 20s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens through mid-30s throughout Missouri. Winds will still remain fairly breezy out of the south, which will start to bring warmer air up from the Gulf of Mexico. Conditions will continue to clear up throughout the day today and stay fairly clear throughout this weekend and into next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 70. The average low 19 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:20.
Planning homemade soup for the weekend? We recommend starting today. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. Singer Kenny Loggins celebrates his 74th birthday, and Fanny Farmer became a household name after her cookbook was published on this day in 1896. Nothing warms the body like soup or stew on a cold winter day. But if you're making your own, don't neglect one of the most important ingredients, thyme. You'll get a silkier texture and richer flavor the longer the stock simmers. In the Middle Ages, it was common to leave a kettle on the fire for weeks at a time, adding meat and water as necessary. It's where we get the rhyme, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old. We think a stock pot that simmers for about 72 hours is optimum. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find plenty of soup recipes and kitchen tips at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs have lost the pole position in the AFC playoff race, and now they have to beat the Denver Broncos Saturday and have the Texans upset the Titans on Sunday to secure the top overall seed in the conference for the third time in 4 years. Otherwise, their playoffs will begin next weekend in the wild card round. The Chiefs have won the AFC West for the sixth straight time, and they're going for their 13th consecutive win over Denver. Five Big 12 games on tap for Saturday beginning at 1 o'clock as Texas travels to Oklahoma State. Kansas State is on the road at West Virginia also at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock on Saturday, Kansas takes on Texas Tech in Lubbock. Baylor, number one Baylor, travels to TCU for a 4 o'clock tip. And Saturday, 5 o'clock, Iowa State travels to Oklahoma. And as we look at the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State travels to number 12, Houston, for an 11 a.m. tip. This is Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
KCAC basketball on Saturday, 3 o'clock, Avila travels to Bethany. 4 o'clock, Sterling is at McPherson. 5 o'clock, Tabor travels to York. Also 5 o'clock tip, number 4, Oklahoma Wesleyan hosts Southwestern. At 7 o'clock, Friends hosts St. Mary's. And also at 7 o'clock, number 19, Kansas Wesleyan travels to Bethel. As we look at MIAA men's basketball for Saturday, Missouri Western travels to Washburn for a 3 o'clock tip-off. Pittsburgh State goes to Missouri Southern for a 3:30 tip. Rogers State is at Central Oklahoma, also 3:30 tip. Newman hosts Northeastern State, once again a 3:30 tip. Central Missouri at Nebraska Kearney for a 4 o'clock tip. The Kansas City Chiefs will likely be without running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire for the second straight week when they visit the Broncos Saturday in their crucial regular season finale. Edwards-Helaire hurt his shoulder early in the second half of a romp over the Steelers on December 26th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, K-State LSU. This is the Texas Bowl.
Wants to throw. Good protection. Shoots it down the middle and or on the sideline, and it's Phillip Brooks, and he's got it. Phillip Brooks here on the near side. They'll mark him out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. Kirkland will throw. Fires far side, and it's intercepted by Ross Elder at the 15-yard line. He'll take it to the 20, to the 40, to the 45, and out of bounds is Ross Elder, the senior. Fires far side to Matrabebe, midfield. Terrific call by Collin, and K-State's got it at the 29, first down. Skyler looks right, throws right, has Deuce. Touchdown, Kansas State. Deuce Vaughn scores again for the Wildcats. His third touchdown of the night. Impressive win here tonight, 42-20 over the LSU Tigers, as they finish 6-7, and the Cats 8-5.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the Texas Bowl champions.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort hosts Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights will host Troy, Axtell is home to Clifton Clyde. Washington County entertains Donovan West. Centralia tips off at Lynn, and Diller O'Dell will host Falls City Sacred Heart. Again, Marysville Abilene on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Today it is a beautiful city, perched along the hills and rivers of southeastern Tennessee. But during the Civil War, it was the focal point of intense fighting. We go there for today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Although Americans did not know it at the time, the battles here in southeastern Tennessee and northwestern Georgia marked the halfway point of the four-year Civil War. It was here, in the hills around Chattanooga, Tennessee, that the sides would meet in a battle for the doorway to the South.
In the 1830s, 40s, and 50s, railroads were built through those mountain gaps, passes, and corridors. As the South developed a military-industrial complex producing the arms, materiel, equipment needed to keep an army in the field, the Union Army needed to get to central Georgia and central Alabama to disrupt it, destroy it. The way to get through the mountains was through Chattanooga, and this is the struggle for the gateway to the Deep South.
Jim Ogden shares the story from Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park. Some battlefields in the war were surrounded by citizens who were more sympathetic to one side or the other. But here in Chattanooga, the population was fluctuating with an apparent 50-50 split of support for North and South.
This was an area of divided sentiment to begin with, almost evenly split. As a result of that divided sentiment, you have both sides able to exploit the civilian population for both support and information, but you also have a tremendous change in population.
What Ogden means is that Chattanooga became a place with a fluctuating population, mostly based on which side controlled the city and surrounding area. When one side's residents left the city, others would move into their homes and begin running their own businesses from previous owners' storefronts. This was also a place where former slaves joined the Union Army's efforts. We'll have that portion of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Is on the rise among humans, and it's also increasing in cats. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A fat cat isn't healthy, but feline diabetes can be managed as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes isn't only a problem for people. Veterinarians treat a lot of cats for type 2 diabetes. This typically happens when well-meaning owners overfeed cats or feed them a diet that's not appropriate. Feline diabetes is also more prevalent in older cats and neutered males. This happened to one of our cats years ago, and unfortunately, he didn't survive. Veterinarian Ruth McPeat says when a cat develops diabetes, there are classic signs and symptoms to watch for.
Increased thirst, increased urination, weight loss, and increased appetite and lethargy. But cats are really good at hiding illness, so it's important that people don't just wait for the signs, that they see their veterinarian regularly, at least once a year if they're under 7, and twice a year if they're 7 or older.
Regular appointments with your veterinarian will help you make sure the cat stays at an ideal weight. If your pet is too heavy, the vet can help you determine an appropriate diet and even develop an exercise program for the cat. You can manage the health of a diabetic pet with a combination of diet and insulin injections.
Really, honestly, the medications are great now, and we're very fortunate that we have insulin specifically for cats. So that makes it easier for us to regulate these guys. We also want to make sure we're getting them on a diet and getting them to lose weight and that it's an appropriate diet for diabetes.
The experts recommend putting a diabetic cat on a nutritious, low-carb, high-protein canned food diet. There's no cure for feline diabetes, but a cat that has been diagnosed can be successfully treated. With controlled weight and blood sugar levels, most diabetic cats can live a normal, healthy life. Learn more about feline diabetes at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet of fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings this Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion. $12 for adults, $5 children under 10. Sons of the Legion Buffet, Sunday, serving 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
KNDY.
Dealing with climate change through agricultural technology and innovation. Up next on Farm to Fork. I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
We live in an age of convergence. The intersection of the biological, physical, mechanical, and data sciences is enabling new opportunities to rethink old problems. I am totally excited about the broad landscape of agricultural innovations that are coming to this landscape.
That's Joe Cornelius, CEO of Bill and Melinda Gates Agricultural Innovations. While innovation often leads to great things, Cornelius says it doesn't always work.
Bringing innovations to the marketplace is hard. It's expensive. It's risky. It's fraught with sundry obstacles to actually realize it. In work that we've done at the Bill and Melinda Gates Agricultural Innovations, Gates Ag One, we've identified 14 failure modes, making it clear there's no single approach that doesn't go unaffected by these challenges.
Still, Cornelius is convinced that innovation is needed on all levels of farming to achieve sustainability.
We recognize that innovations arising from science and technology are key to achieving this future. We need to put smallholder farmers' needs up forefront. We need to make special attention to gender. We need to move our focus from delivering an innovative product to actually building a sustainable innovation system.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, everybody's still coming off of the 2021 herbicide shortages, and unfortunately, it may be history repeating itself for the new year of 2022. As TJ Binns is an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, and he says that herbicide supplies are troublesome due to a number of factors in the market.
Over time, we've been kind of dwindling down our inventories at the retail level. But in 2021, we saw some challenges with a lot of these products due to some shipping delays and being able to get a hold of some AIs throughout the countryside. So it kind of put some tight restraints on us throughout the industry. One of the biggest concerns that growers have right now and retailers also is the supply of glyphosate. So once again, going back to the beginning, having enough of that AI to produce what we need to. And then also some hurricanes and some freezes have impacted the supply. So whenever you stop that system for a little bit, it takes a lot of time to catch back up because everything we do is kind of just in time. So glyphosate is going to be one product that I feel like there's going to be some pretty severe shortages for the 2022 season.
He goes on to talk about some of the steps that many growers can take to plan ahead for the 2022 season.
Being flexible as you're looking at it, thinking about what's going to happen during the entire season. So maybe you're in a situation that certain products or post applications are not going to be available, so you need to run a more robust pre-emerge program than what you have in the past. Communicating with your retailers is going to be very important too, so that they kind of know what you're looking for and what they need to be bringing in also, because they're in the same boat as everybody else. If things are going to change, they're having to be very flexible also.
He goes on to talk about some of the latest new mixes.
The glyphosate-containing product I would recommend is Acuron GT. So it's a pre-mix that contains glyphosate, dual magnum, Callisto, and bicyclopyrin. So you get four different AIs with three different sites of action to combat those hard-to-control weeds.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA data issued mid-December showed U.S. sorghum's new export sales during the week prior a marketing year high of 16.6 million bushels. The majority of that went to China. The sales reported during the week of December 16th, up 27% from the prior week, 57% higher than the previous four-week average. In addition to setting a marketing year high for sorghum sales, 12.4 million bushels shipped to China. That was another marketing year high. National Sorghum Producer CEO Tim Lust says as of those December 16th export report, demand for U.S. sorghum, particularly from China, remained very strong. It's a marketing year high, very assuring, wrapping up one growing season and heading into the next. Purchases of sorghum as of December 16th hit just over 200 million bushels. That is 63% of the December WASD estimates, with still 8 months left in the marketing year. Former EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has a new job. Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin chosen him to be the next Secretary of Natural Resources. He'll be advising that governor and overseeing five different agencies. Youngkin said Michael Rollbar, longtime wetland consultant and scientist, will be the Director of Environmental Quality for the state. And Roland set up the first wetland mitigation bank in 1991. And also, Wheeler isn't the only Trump administration veteran in Youngkin's cabinet. Former Natural Resource Conservation Service Chief Matt Lohr
has been picked to be the state's new ag secretary. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
With a healthy balance of microbiomes in their gut, have a stronger immune system. This means less reliance on antibiotics. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Animals have a gut full of microbiomes, bacteria, fungi, and viruses. When the gut biome is properly balanced, it supports the body's immune and digestive systems. Researchers at Purina Animal Nutrition are studying microbiomes and looking for alternatives to help an animal maintain its health or to naturally stave off bacterial infections. Emily Otto Tice is a swine nutritionist. She says they're collecting microbiome samples from various contact points on the animals.
Whether that comes from their mouth or oral samples, we're looking at fecal samples, we're looking at milk samples, we're looking at underlying tissue samples where the animals nurse, to look at all the bacteria that could be on the skin of their dams, and looking at what good bugs exist, where they can overpopulate and reduce the effect of pathogenic population bacteria from taking over.
They're trying to look at all aspects of the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and introduce those as feed additives or direct-fed microbials across all species.
We are learning that there are certain bacterial populations that can be common for multiple species and they have beneficial effects. So we're trying to isolate those and find out, hey, this works really well in the baby pig. They don't scour when they get weaned from their mama and go on to dry feed. So let's try to find more populations of these by creating a concentrated product in a form that can be delivered in the feed.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about microbiomes and gut health at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska and Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99, and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Track 3 is another short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter and Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Getting close to the wrap-up today for a Friday. Bit of a turnaround Friday, especially in the grain market. We see a lot of green on the board now after a rough and slow, rocky start to the day. Corn, wheat, soybeans are all positive right now as we get closer to the end of trading for the week. Livestock still mostly lower on the board right now. In the corn market, we do see March corn up right now 1.5 cents, sitting at 605 even. Kansas City wheat's up by 2 cents as well at 770.5. So a big difference from what we had seen this morning. Soybeans definitely took off this today with January beans up 22.75 right now at $14 even a bushel. We have bean meal for January up $18.30 at 438.70. And the bean oil is still struggling just a little bit, down 51 cents at 58.27. In the cotton market, mostly higher here. March cotton up 38 cents at 115.10. The canola as well up $13.40 at 1036.70 for the March canola. And the oats, they are mixed right now. March oats are down 5 cents at 665.5. The May oats are up a penny in the green at 642.75. Over in the livestock market, we are seeing, as we mentioned, mostly lower here. A little bit of green in some of the later futures, but still mostly trending downward today. Live cattle for February is down 17 cents at 137.17. Feeder cattle for January is down a quarter right now at 162.32. And the lean hogs, they're taking a bit of a hit, losing some of the gains they've had over the last couple of days. $2.87 in the red at 80.07. So overall, kind of an interesting day in trading as we get close to the wrap-up here. U.S. dollar index is trending kind of in line with the stock market right now. March index is down by 56 cents at 95.76. We have 30-year bonds down by a quarter at 155, and 10-year notes are in the red just slightly, sitting at 128.09. Stock market still mixed as well, with the Dow Jones in the green by 96 points. That's after starting off in the red as well. The S&P and NASDAQ both in the red.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and the station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of
Justice. Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building their special stock cow and bread heifer sale Wednesday, January the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. on the bread heifers. There will be over 400 big fancy red Angus, black white face, and sim Angus first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred with a balanced bean bred to low birth weight bulls for February, March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 60 Northern Oryx and black and red cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old Charlotte and Angus sire calves. There'll be 115 black-white-faced and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 18 Angus black-white-faced and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves. Spring calving cows include over 300 black-white-faced and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, to be bred to Angus and Charlotte bulls for February through April calving. All cows and heifers will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 12th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated proudly honors the Seneca volunteer firefighters and EMTs who always answer the call for help, and salutes them for their dedication and unwavering commitment to the community. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Hey,
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty, and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.